brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now into the second hour. The good news is net neutrality killer bill dies. A draft bill by technological wizard Senator Ted Stevens, which would have meant telecom companies could charge sites for access for the use of their pipes, has died a death. The U.S. Congress ran out of time to discuss the bill in current session, and when a new Democratic Congress comes back in after the holidays, the bill is unlikely to get a sympathetic hearing. The presentation of the bill did manage to amuse most of the technological community, as Stevens presented the Internet as a series of tubes and pipes which would get blocked if the bill never went ahead. Eli Pazer, executive director of MoveOn.org Civic Action, said the death of the bill was a huge victory for real people. He said it was a clear signal to the next Congress that standing up for big, bold ideas was a winning political provision. It is estimated that AT&T, Verizon, Bell South, and Comcast shelled out more than $150 million to push the bill through. That's a record for lobbying for one bill. It looks like they will have had better, it looks like they would have done better putting it on a horse. So there it is, boiled down without my 20 minutes of babble on the subject. Here's some more good news from Raw Story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Impeachment rallies held coast to coast. This Sunday's Human Rights Day has been renamed Human Rights and Impeachment Day as groups hold rallies across the United States calling for President Bush and Vice President Cheney to be impeached. This Sunday marks the 58th anniversary of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The purpose of these events is to organize people to lobby their Congress members for investigations and impeachment and to lobby their local and state governments for resolutions in support of impeachment. Absolutely. And Cynthia McKinney, her parting shot before leaving Congress, being run out for the second time by concerted efforts by both parties, being railroaded, being lynched. McKinney introduces a bill to impeach Bush. It was, in what was likely her final legislative act in Congress, outgoing Georgia Representative Cynthia McKinney introduced a bill Friday to impeach President Bush. The legislation has no chance of passing and serves as a symbolic parting shot not only at Bush, but also at Democratic leaders. Incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, has made clear that she will not entertain proposals to sanction Bush and has warned that liberal wing of her party against making political hay. It isn't making political hay out of impeachment. It's doing what's right. This monster lied us into war premeditatedly. We have the Downing Street and White House memos. This monster single-handedly killed the Constitution. That's what Paul Craig Roberts has said, Dr. Roberts, on record. Bush's one victory was against the Constitution. The Democrats don't want to lose that now. They want to keep that power for Barack and Hillary and just the rest of them. Obama, folks, is such a New World Order minion. The mainstream military-industrial complex media hyping him like it's the second coming of Christ. I mean, that guy, you should run from him. Oh, but he's looks like he might be 10% black, so that means he's perfect. That guy's about as white as I am. Folks, I would vote for somebody who was 100% African. Okay? You know, ebony skin. I could care less what color you are. I'd be out there campaigning for a black man that was for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Of course, they'd get their head blown off like Malcolm X or Martin Luther King. Let's be technical. They get shot in the chest like both those men were. But, oh, he's black. Oh, you can't criticize Nancy Pelosi. She's a woman. Yeah, and she's a New World Order whore, too. She'd be a whore if she was a man, whoring out this country.
It's here. after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into the second hour, 8 minutes into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Of course, the news has now come out that spies paid Diana's driver £2,000, or roughly $3,000 plus U.S. dollars, before Princess Diana's death. Also, it's being reported that our federal government was spying on Diana the day she died. Of course, anyone of any significance is being spied on. It's land of the cowards, home of the slaves. I mean, the only people who aren't spied on is the illegal aliens who don't have to show ID to get bank accounts or housing loans. That's Associated Press. They are invisible because they're here to bring down the economy and drive down the wages. And in the U.S. as we know it, everyone else is under total surveillance continually by the National Security Agency. The phone companies are the NSA. They have whole floors in every major facility listening to everything you do, as we told you for years, and it's now broken in the news. Just like they have NSA listening to everyone's phone randomly every single week, you have the NSA dialing into your phone and sampling discussions. That's what it is to be a slave. Let's just get down to let's stop letting them just slowly bring the news out to us. Let's get right down to how bad it is, okay? But let me get into this report right now. Oil producers shun the dollar. This is out of the Financial Times of London. Now, the dollar has dropped to a low of 133, almost 134. The points after the decimal got right up to almost $1.34, the euro trading against the dollar. And they've got different Treasury minions and Federal Reserve components meeting with the Japanese and the Chinese and the Europeans, asking them to dump slower, saying, hey, we do want to devalue the dollar, but we want it to be a controlled slide while we're able, as the Financial Times has reported a few months ago, and again today, while we're able, i.e. the globalists, this is what they're saying to them, while we're able to position our wealth, and that's why we have the headlines over the weekend of record stock dumping by Fortune 500 CEOs at a level not seen in the last 20 years, which always leads into a serious recession. So you have that real news in the background. Meanwhile, the news is the mainstream news that people hear on the radio or read in the newspaper or see on television is everything's great, great manufacturing numbers in, you know, everything's wonderful, everything's great, get into more debt, triple mortgage your house, man, the economy's never been better. And meanwhile, the Federal Reserve has doubled the money supply again in the last 6 years. Now they're saying they're going to double it in the next 2 years, and that goes back almost a year ago, so it'll be doubled again within the next year. They also now, since they announced they were going to double it again, made those numbers secret. Oil producers shun dollar. Oil producing countries have reduced their exposure to the dollar to the lowest level in 2 years and shifted oil income into euros, yen, and sterling, according to new data from the Bank of International Settlements. The revelation is the latest BIS quarterly review published on Monday confirms market speculation about a move out of dollars and could put new pressure on the ailing U.S. currency. And this is like somebody, a balancing act. You ever gone to the circus and, you know, the guy balances on a bench, you know, with two balls under it and then two more balls and then another, you know, another plank with another ball and finally he falls off? Or somebody juggling. You could liken it to, you know, juggling lead weights and they're adding more and more. You know, the best analogy is like one person gets up to go to the door and another gets up and then suddenly there's a stampede. And it's not a stampede yet, but now there's kind of a crowd at the door. Everybody's starting to get up. Market liquidity is traditionally low in December, and many traders have locked in profits, potentially reinforcing volatility. Russia and other members of the organization, the petroleum exporting countries, OPEC, the oil cartel, cut their dollar holdings from 67% in the first quarter to 65% in the second. A 2% is huge move in one quarter. Meanwhile, they increased their holdings of euros from 20 to 22%, the BIS said. And again, just a few years ago, it was like 90% dollar. See, the dollar is not the world reserve currency anymore. The slide has begun. The speed of the shift may help to explain the weakness of the dollar, which recently fell to a 20-month low against the euro and a 14-year low against sterling. That's the pound. The BIS, the Central Bank for Developed World Central Banks, is customarily cautious in its language. However, it noted, while the data are not comprehensive, they do appear to indicate a modest shift, and see they're downplaying that, over the quarter in the U.S. dollar share of reporting banks' liabilities to oil-exporting countries. The review shows that Qatar and Iran, whose foreign exchange policy has sparked widespread market speculation, cut their dollar holdings from $2.4 billion to $4 billion, respectively. So they cut it from $2.4 billion to $4 billion, respectively. Such shifts may be modest compared with the total assets held, but they provide a crucial indication of market thinking. Currency switches are likely to be progressive, subtle, and discreet, as untoward attention could hit the dollar, lowering the value of depositors' remaining dollar denomination assets. So again, it's an incremental move, a slow decline, not going out with a bang, going out with a fizzling whimper is what's happening. America's dying not with a bang, but with a whimper. We're in the North American Union right now. The last time oil-exporting countries cut their exposure to the dollar, in late 2003, it pushed the euro to an all-time high against the dollar. 18 months ago, the exposure to the dollar of oil-producing countries was about 70%. BIS data in the Best Guide Financial Markets have to the currency investment trends of oil producers, which otherwise do not provide figures. The rise in oil prices since 2002 means oil-producing countries have amassed a current account surplus of about $500 billion, according to IMF. This is 2.5 times the current account surplus of China. Overall, OPEC's dollar deposits fell by $5.3 billion, while euro and yen denominations deposited rose by $2.8 billion and $3.8 billion, respectively. Placements of dollars by Russians rose by $5 billion, but most of their $16 billion additional deposits were denominated in euros. So not only dumping modest amounts of dollars, the majority of their new purchases are in a basket or hedged in a large spectrum of world currencies. And, folks, if you don't know how the currencies work and you don't know what inflation means and you don't know what all of this means in a historical perspective, you better find out real quick. Because I know this is Greek to some people, but this Greek is very, very important. And, again, I'm not being sardonic here. This is not discussed in our country. It's discussed in Mexico and Germany and Japan. And it's big talk in all their newspapers. Here it's Britney Spears and the Rose Bowl and how to act cool and how to be a stylish yuppie and how to have the proper iPod accessories. That is not what's being discussed overseas and not being discussed by the elite here. And let me just explain a basic tenet to what we're facing. After World War II, the military-industrial complex, the big corporations, the banks and the defense contractors, got together and set up the Chicago 1313 model, and they went in and started paying off and taking over cities, and they made backroom deals to have the cities invest the lion's share of their gross receipts into private funds and into private investments. And we're not talking about pensions here. We're not. That's all on budget. And now the budget is about 25%. Compared to the 75% that is actual governments, water districts, school districts, county, city, state, federal, every federal agency. Even small school districts can have hundreds of millions of pure cream. Then take state colleges that are paid for by state taxes. Take the University of Texas. I was talking to somebody involved in their funds just the other day, and I've been using old numbers of $24 billion. It's over $26 billion that UT has in just a solid cash account. I don't mean other investments. I'm not talking about the things they're bought into, sports teams, you name it. I'm not talking about their pensions, okay? $26 billion in one fund, $8 billion in another, $10 billion in another. I don't know, how much is that? And I went and pulled those numbers up, and lo and behold, that's the public numbers. These people have got, let me see, 20 plus, we're talking over $40 billion. That's just University of Texas. And why do I bring that up? I'm in a restaurant over there against the wall. They've got the Daily Texan, and it's this big cover story with a big speech for the students explaining how there's no money and they've got to raise tuition again. UT used to be free, folks. All the state colleges used to be free if you had good grades. People paid taxes to do that. Now the scholarships are for foreigners. This country's gone. It's gone. Total raping. Total raping. And so now 70-plus percent of the stock market is owned by private corporations that were able to buy it up with government funds. And then the politicians are paid off in the revolving door by being hired by the companies where they made the investments. Total corruption, total evil. Country's totally gone. Let's be honest about how bad it really is. Then we can set about getting it back. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Travis, James, Alex, many others. I'll go directly to you in the next segment. I'm going to give you my review of Apocalypto, which I think is the most powerful film ever made. I'll tell you why. But let me just finish up with a comprehensive annual financial report. You can type in CAFR, and I do it in bold, all caps, and then just add Travis County, or add Jones County, or Hayes County, or Gonzales County, or right here in Texas, or whatever the county or township is you're in. And up until about 2000, it was all public because no one knew about it. After we started exposing it with Walter Burian and others, they redacted, but the basic numbers are still all there. And when we looked at it from 1998 in Texas, Texas every year had 400 plus billion total cream. Now, we're not talking about pension funds. We're not talking about budget. That's all on budget. Just total cream that was invested. And see, now it's given to private corporations as long as a percentage goes back to the government troughs. So, see, now the corporations have control of the governments. And so now they've bought up almost the entire stock market and every other private asset. So now they're being ceded the highways. They're being ceded the water districts. And it's just like the Nobel Prize winner here a few months ago told you, Joseph Stiglitz, these are backroom deals where water systems and roads are basically given to the multinational companies. Stuff we paid for. It isn't enough they took our tax money and invested it in private corporations. Totally criminal. Now they're using all the wealth to come in and buy up everything. And at the beginning of that scam, 1913, the private families control the treasuries, which then issue the money. So they own money machines. Then they run a scam buying off the politicians and set up a deal where in the comprehensive annual financial report system, and again, every county, every city has one, you can go read. I mean, they'll, you know, the best stories are where you'll use some Nevada town or some New Hampshire town. We've covered these with the actual documents here on air, where they're telling everybody, we're bankrupt. There's no money for a new roof on the school. And you turn out, and it turns out some tiny school district has $27 million. You know, I've had even, quote, patriot city managers here on air, and I'll about some other issue, like David Stahl. And I think he is a good guy, but still they're so immersed in this. I brought up comprehensive annual financial reports and the second set of books, and he turned red and started smiling like he was a child caught with their hand in the cookie jar. It's like when my son goes in the pantry and tries to get up to the cookies, and I catch him pulling a chair over and going up, and he laughs and turns red. Because that's just how the system works. That's just how this goes. That's just how it is. And there's so much money in these. We've invested so much of our tax money in this that you would never have to pay taxes again. Let me say that again to you. And the numbers have all been crunched. There is so much money in the investments that you could, off just the simple profit each year at a 3% yield, pay all of the current expenditures of government. Because all the the expenditures of the government, huge multi-trillion-dollar budget each year is nothing compared to the $400 trillion. You know, the number just 5 years ago was $300 trillion. Now you can read in official financial publications that, no, it's $400 trillion in this wealth basket. $400 trillion. Imagine, they've been taking 70-plus percent of every tax dollar, of every, and there's hundreds of taxes on your tires, your batteries, on the road, on your business, on your property, your state income tax, your federal income tax, all the other taxes, the telecommunications taxes, the tariffs on goods coming into the country, the toll roads, and they've just been putting it in private corporations. And then those private corporations use your tax money to come in and lobby and buy off your government. Take the net neutrality law, where they were going to try to shut down internet freedom. It says here in the Register, let me find it. How many millions did it say? 150 million spent last year alone at the federal government by AT&T, Verizon, Bell South, and Comcast to try to ram through that legislation. 150 mil. Folks, when you got $400 trillion, 150 mil isn't even a penny in your pocket. They took our money. They've got the cops barely able to pay their bills, the school teachers, and they're always telling them, well, we could pay you more if we had more taxes, and you buy into it like suckers. You buy into it like suckers. Comprehensive annual financial reports. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Shelly, exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Why the union's a big businessman, and it's going down like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then it went abroad on the moon to eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden's gonna be against the law.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Travis in Seattle. Travis, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I just got to kind of get your comment or your information on this idea. It's not really an idea of what's going on with people. Anyway, you got a CEO of one of these companies that is actually doing the eminent domain takeovers and whatever, but all he says is, I got a responsibility to the shareholder. Well, the fruits of the labor...
Well, will you give me some specifics of what you're talking about? Because I'm confused.
Okay, well, like you say, there's six major corporations that pretty much own everything. Okay? Well, the head of...
Yes.
The head of that, the CEO of that corporation, makes the comment when asked. What his job is, I got a responsibility to the shareholders. Okay? Well, the fruits of your labor, if you're a shareholder, go towards buying some of the shares in these companies. If you own a mutual fund or et cetera, if you look into it, it goes into the company itself. So, in turn, you are destroying yourself, basically, by supporting these companies by holding shares in the incorporations.
Well, it's more than that. That's why they have Bilderberg Group meetings and CFR meetings with the heads of all these companies and government and media coming together, is that it's about those that are the captains of industry. They steer all of our wealth. They blow out economies and steal hundreds of billions, like Enron disappears. You know, that money was being transferred in the 2 years before they blew it. It was basically a drug and money laundering front, and that has come out. So then, of course, they just killed Ken Lay. That was so obvious. This is how they operate. This is what they do.
Wouldn't you, if you're a shareholder in one of these companies, be morally responsible for what these companies are doing by the fruits of your labor going to purchase that stock?
Yeah, I mean, you would at a certain level. But the point I was making is government takes your money through taxes and invests it in these companies.
They don't take my money, Alex. I don't let them. I morally can't let them do that.
I understand, Travis. I don't own any stock.
Good man. Anyway, Alex, I got another question.
Let me just tell you why I don't own stock. I don't have time to mess with it. I don't have time to watch it. I don't have time to see what it's and I can't, and morally, I can't research each stock to see what it's involved in. So I don't want to be caught up in the thing like Michael Moore, where he owns some portfolio that's got Halliburton stock.
Bottom line, I don't either. That's why I go to the Ma and Pa store, and I'll spend twice as much money to get the item. I'll just eat half as much because I feel better about that. Anyway, I got another question. The speech that Charlie Sheen, God love him, I love the guy, but the speech that he read said that we're going to unleash a juggernaut of truth. Now, do you know the spelling of the word juggernaut he was referring to?
No, I don't. I mean, I know a juggernaut is an Indian word for kind of like a titan.
Right. So what I was getting at is the spelling of it is real important. There's a couple of different spellings of it, but either one of them...
Well, I don't think he put that much thought into it. He's using the classical English interpretation of juggernaut, meaning it can't be stopped.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was hoping. But I didn't know if his speech was written for him or if he actually knew what that word meant when he wrote it down.
Saw him writing it in the hours before he went up on stage, sitting there watching people speak.
Okay, yeah, that's good then. I try not to pick people's words apart too much, but that one kind of stuck.
Yeah, you start, what is juggernaut evil?
Well, there's a couple of references that I found, and one of them was like a science fiction book written from a lady in 1955, and she was referring to, it was almost like a Dianetics type of Ron L. Hubbard book mixed with a Star Wars fiction novel. So,
sir, you're going to find millions and millions of books and references using the word juggernaut.
Okay, I didn't know the origin.
I appreciate. Listen, I really appreciate your call, but that's a little too much for me. I mean, that's just juggernaut's like a 4,000-year-old word. And the popular use of the word juggernaut means like a runaway freight train. And some woman in the 50s wrote a book and used the word juggernaut? What? What? I don't know anymore. I mean, there's so much stuff just right in front of our face happening. And then I would just call that conjuring right there. I mean, looking for things that aren't even there. James in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I was hoping to get back to the financial topic.
Go ahead.
I was reading that Dick Cheney had recently dropped a great deal of his dollar holdings in his portfolio. And I was wondering if you could just continue in that vein of thought.
Well, that came out about 5 months ago that a bunch of people in the administration were dumping dollars. And what do you expect? That's what they do. These are globalists. They could care less about this country. Everything they're actively doing is bringing down America. But all these teary-eyed people look at Bush and Cheney and literally cry and go, they're fighting Al-Qaeda. We got to support them. They're fighting for America. Oh, yeah, send the troops off to a meat grinder. That's patriotism. But meanwhile, dismantle the country itself. I mean, it's just the height of folly.
Well, I think that you're certainly going to be better at this than me, but, I mean, having predicted 9/11, that was really your ability to see propaganda is wonderful. So I was hoping, you know, to maybe have a little bit of a foreknowledge. college. And if you watch The Money, that's the place, right, Alex?
Yes.
So, I mean, I was just hoping that you might get into that in more detail, the people that are dumping their dollars, and not just the individuals, but the countries. I know that you've, you know, spoken at length about it, but I'm very interested. So, if
sure, I appreciate your call. Let me try to briefly comment on it. I mean, this is not hard to understand. I'm not that smart, folks. This is what they're saying. This is what's happened historically. When governments inflate their currencies, it works for a while, but then always in the end, rapidly, the currency declines and is devalued. Well, they've already devalued it. Then the devaluation is discovered, and then you have hyperinflation, meaning your money isn't worth as much as it was before. I mean, all money is an agreed-upon mode of exchange, whether it's seashells or coconuts or salt or gold. It's our tally sticks. I mean, it's been many things throughout history. In ancient England, it was little sticks with a groove carvings down the side. Okay, that's just a way to store the symbols of wealth. But the problem is people found out, the goldsmiths going back, you know, Dark Ages Europe 1,000 years ago, and their trade had been learned, you know, in Asia and the Middle East before that. But the gullible Europeans were pretty, you know, were new to this. These were barbarians, basically, who had just been civilized by the Romans and, you know, were ready to be conned. The goldsmiths, you know, would have a pawn shop. And you would go down there, and it would serve as a bank, and they'd have a safe. They'd have a big iron door. But you didn't want to carry your gold around. You wanted to go around and do business. So you'd put your 20 pieces of silver and your 10 pieces of gold, or your 1,000 pieces of silver, 100 pieces of gold, whatever, in there, and you'd get a receipt for that, and then you could write script on that. It was a checkbook. Well, the goldsmiths found out real quick that they could inflate. They could loan out more script, 5 to 1, 10 to 1, 20 to 1, but they found there's a rule in goldsmithing that if you went over 10 to 1, that would usually cause a run on the bank a problem. Okay, so they would loan out, and that's the number today, fractional reserve banking. Banks, for a dollar, your dollar in the bank, they're allowed to loan out $10 to other people. And it's just zeros and ones. It's a line of credit. There's only 1.5% actual paper money in circulation, much less in the banks. And so if, you know, a fraction of us went in to get our cash, it wouldn't be there. It's zeros and ones. And so, I mean, it's a matrix-like fraud when it comes to finances. So the goldsmith, through fractional reserve banking and through paper money, removed gold altogether. So whereas your local bank, your private bank, can engage in fractional reserve banking, but only 10 to 1, and that fractional reserve banking number is set by the Federal Reserve, but it's well over 10 to 1 now. But the private banking families that control the Treasury and control the policy, they're able to go 100 to 1, 1,000 to 1, and then they go out with the money they just granted themselves into their computer accounts and buy up shipping lines and casinos and politicians and highways. And then they go in and put in the chairman and the controllers of major universities. And then they jack up tuition and jack it up and jack it up and jack it up and, you know, have tens of billions in each major university that they then use to invest. And it's just laughing and smacking and giant mansions and jet planes and 20 mistresses and just ha, ha, ha. And the public is busy thinking Barack Obama runs something. They're busy thinking Hillary's a boss or George Bush is some leader or Bill Clinton is. Total puppets. And the problem is that they've basically bought up the entire economy, all the major institutions. They're seizing all of the infrastructure. They don't even need us anymore. But they're so greedy, now they've passed laws to grab your pension funds and that you don't even own your pension funds under the cash balance account. Now they're just going after the final pools because it's military domination. Any capital outside their control, any middle class system, any nouveau riche, any new wealth is a threat to them. I mean, when Bill Gates was forced into Justice Department agreements, he had about $100 billion. That was nothing compared to the elite. You know, they told you he was the richest man in the world. But he had reached higher level elite status, so he had to then go into their club and put his money into a tax-free system, thus doubling it overnight. but putting it into regulatory control of the people above him. You know, he did graduate into upper crust, elite level. The Harrimans, you know, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Seagrams. You know, that's the Brothmans. That level, the Oppenheimers. But, I mean, they're in the trillions. And so they create these huge debt bubbles, these big spinning financial vortexes, these black holes. Okay, let's... let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Connecticut. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Three quick things. I just want to know, I wanted to know if you're going to have Kevin Trudeau on ever. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Yeah, I don't really know about him. So,
but apparently this guy was an insider on the whole, he knows about the New World Order and stuff, but he's on this whole book thing about natural cures they don't want you to know about. He's been on the TV a lot, and I actually think you should have him on. I think you'd actually like to talk to this guy, because he knows about...
Yeah, everybody knows who he is. I know who he is.
And I just want to know if you're going to have him. And
well, I just told you in a polite way that I'm not too sure about him.
Oh, okay, okay. And the other thing was about Wesley Snipes, about something about tax fraud. Is that just them, the government, trying to...
He was involved in some paternity suit that was a fraud that he won, and then the very same group went back after him and claimed something, and it's a couple million dollars. The guy makes like five, six, seven, some films, 10, 15 million apiece. On the low end, 5 million. On the high end, he's made as much as 15 million a picture. And, you know, he just said that it was a fraud, so he didn't pay that part. And so now they have indicted him. And he turned himself in, what, last Thursday in Florida. And it's just horrible. Absolutely horrible. He's friends with Aaron Russo. And
so he really didn't do anything wrong, then. It's just them.
They like to go after Willie Nelson. They like to go after famous boxers. You know, Joe Louis gives... there's been example after example of this, the things they do. And it's despicable.
And the last thing, and I won't keep everybody else, I just wanted to know, I sent in a fax, just wanted to know about if you could prove you're a public access producer and stuff, send in tapes for free or something like that. I just want to know if you got our fax.
I remember getting a bunch of faxes asking for free films from the access facility, and I handed it to someone here and said, mail it to the access facility.
Okay, because we had it faxed over about 2 weeks ago.
So yeah, it's probably sitting in a pile. I appreciate your call. I mean, here's an example. I've done an hour and 47 minutes, and I haven't done a live plug for my films or the books we carry, and that's how we fund this operation. But then I get to where I don't even plug it, and then we don't have the capital to hire more people to effectively answer all the questions, do all the things, and respond. I'd like to give you free DVDs. I instructed someone to send them, and I don't know if that was done. Okay? And I'd like to give everybody free DVDs. We don't have the money. I appreciate people that do support us out there. You know, we're not the government that takes your tax money to give it to private corporations to overthrow the United States and your liberty. In fact, now's a good time to plug that. We're carrying the Cato shortwave radios, the best I've found at the best price. It's lower than you'll find it anywhere else that we've seen. Available at InfoWars.com on the Secure Safe online shopping cart. And Terror Storm is available as low as $9.95. My new film, Exposing the History of Government-Sponsored Terror, it's an absolute must-have. We have America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. When you get that, you can get Terror Storm for half price with it. These are great gifts to give, and it supports what we're doing and makes this broadcast possible. Please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or you can write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But if you want to get it before Christmas, you need to have your orders in by this Friday, the 15th, by midnight Friday. And then we can get it out to you. Well, we'll be shipping stuff that comes in during the day on Friday, out on Friday, and the rest of it on Monday. And UPS Ground, the average is 3 days in the U.S., 5 days max. So you should be getting it by the 20th, 21st, 22nd, if you ordered by the 15th. And we'll still continue to ship out as they come in, you know, on the 17th and 18th and those dates, and you'll probably still get it. It's just not, I can't guarantee we're going to do it. We're breaking our backs to get it out to you here. Infowars.com, via the safe, secure online video and bookstore, or again, call toll-free 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv. And if you go to prisonplanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership until the end of the month and get 5-plus months free, almost half a year free right now at prisonplanet.tv. We'll come back, take more calls, get into the new film Apocalypto, and a lot more. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Big news, 7-7 developments. I'm going to get into that in the next hour. We'll continue with the phone calls. I also want to spend about 10-15 minutes breaking down Apocalypto. I think the best film I've ever seen, just from the research, the cinematography, the casting, just amazing. And we'll also get into some of the things that are happening in Iraq. I've got a big stack of news here. I haven't even gotten to the spying on Diana. That's how pervasive all of this spying is. But before I go back to your calls, I wanted to mention again, shortwave radios, even if you listen over the internet, when you're at work, when you are out in the field, when you're camping, when you're in a hotel, when you go out of town, shortwave radio is really great. And we're on a big shortwave radio station, WWCR, 11 to 2 during the day, back from 9 to midnight. And you can tune in anywhere. And these Katos are really great systems, and it's a new item we're carrying on the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. And I really would encourage you not to go fight the crowds and the traffic. You know what I hate about Christmas? Here in Austin, there's double the traffic, everyone driving like psychopaths, everyone stressed out being rude because they've got to buy all these gifts. I mean, that's not what Christmas is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about family and about, remembering the birth of Jesus. That's about, you know, cooking good food and hanging out with your family. I mean, we're giving family little drawings and paintings our children did, and we're giving some of the children in the family toys. But we're not out fighting crowds. I mean, it's just like a bunch of grazing, you know, cows or something fighting for grain. Why not do your Christmas shopping at Infowars.com? Why not get it all over with and just go buy America Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions? Why not get these materials, these books and videos, and give those to friends and family? Why not give the gift of truth, something that will save the Republic and fund this operation? So I'm done talking about that. Let's go ahead and talk to Omar in Toronto. Welcome, Omar.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you just mentioned the Oppenheimers again. I was going to wonder if I could talk about them a bit more. You mentioned about the De Beers and how they had sort of orchestrated this whole scam to do with diamonds. I don't know if it was the same program that I saw years ago with Frontline. Had done an expose on the De Beers. And one thing that they did do was, this is how they get people onto their, you know, system, the fiat system, was the people living on the land, just minding their own business, their life was good. They instituted what they called a poll tax, a hot tax, to try force these people onto the system so they would go work in the mines and produce the diamonds to make them their money. And I think De Beers should be probably voted maybe the...
They also x-ray the predominantly black miners every day looking for diamonds they've swallowed. That's so bad for them.
Yeah, and they were completely worthless. You could pick them up off the ground. They were just all over the place. And they created a myth. Like, when I got married, I told my wife, I'm not buying you a diamond ring. And, I mean, it's amazing because, I mean, there was a lot of kicking, screaming, and crying. And, you know, it's almost hypnotic the way they've programmed.
Well, they
people.
Show all these TV ads, especially during Christmas, with the guy smiling next to his wife with the jeweler. He's really doing, honey, I'm letting this get ripped off and buying you something that's absolutely worthless, that's got blood all over it. Baby, I love you.
Exactly. And the whole
you got more you want to add? Stay there. Stay there, Omar. And then Rick and Eric and many others, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Third hour straight ahead.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.